Part of the excitement of being a sports fan is the hype, yelling and cheering for your team and booing your opponent. But sometimes fans take it too far, and passion leads to violence. The issue of violence and racism in sports is serious enough that representatives from the European Commission, the European Parliament, and the Union of European Football Associations, that's a soccer group, are coming together in Brussels this week to discuss the problem. Joining us by phone from Brussels is Sandro Calvani. He's director of the United Nations Interregional Crime and Research Institute. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Mr. Calvani, what are the specific problems that led to this conference? Were there some specific incidents that just got everybody's attention?
Yes, there has been an increase of incidents of hooliganism and situation of racism in sports. And there has been also an increase of across-the-border incidents. That means people who are traveling from one country to another inside the European Union. And therefore, some authorities have been obliged to suspend the rights of the European citizen, which under the Schengen Agreement can freely circulate across border. And in that case, sport is becoming a new kind of wall, separating cultures and people, instead of being exactly the opposite. Sports would be something which allows people to know each other, to travel, and to enjoy this industry of entertainment.
Why do you think this is happening?
We don't have really comparable data. So some scholars say that this kind of problem has always existed, has only been exacerbated by the press, by the TV. So it is not very clear whether it is the sport to cause violence, or it is instead the violence which would happen anyhow, which now use sports to express this kind of aggression.
Do you see these team rivalries most heated between countries that have political or historical conflicts? I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is, are these proxy fights for historical grievances that would otherwise play out on the battlefield, or do you think it's just...
No, gangs.
There
is absolutely no evidence of this kind of return to the past wars, because the worst episode happened inside the same country. For example, in Italy, we had a number of them, and even inside the same town, so not even the north against the south or the west against the east of a country. The sporting industry and the civil society at large, together, of course, with the government and the law enforcement, the police and the judicial authority, have now to put in place a new methodology for prevention and, of course, also for response to the problem.
How much of this do you think is motivated by racism?
There is quite some evidence that racism is related to that, because there has been also new problems of violence, not only among spectators or hooligans or anyhow fans of that club or the other club. There has been also events of racism on the field between players.
Do you think that alcohol plays any role in this?
Whenever there have been violent events inside and outside stadium, most of times there has been a connection of alcohol and drugs.
Has anybody considered not selling alcohol at these events?
It has been tried in some cases, so there are some tests that shows that wherever there is a very strong control, metal detector, control of ticket, how the tickets are sold, to whom they are sold, video cameras, including, of course, also control of alcohol, the violence has been enormously reduced or completely disappeared.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sandro Calvani is director of the United Nations Interregional Crime and Research Institute. He's a speaker at this year's EU Conference on Racism and Violence in Sport. He spoke to us by phone from Brussels. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you very much.